Candidate and Measure Information. Candidates. Oregon Statute ORS 254.155 requires the Secretary of State to complete a random order of the letters of the alphabet to determine the order in which the names of the candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the 2026 primary election is G, A, K, I, O, B, C, H, D, V, M, N, P, L, J, X, Z, S, R, E, W, F, Q, Y, U, T. Candidate statements included in the pamphlet are separated by office type and position and are further arranged in the same random order in which the names of candidates will be printed on the ballot. In the primary election pamphlet, partisan candidates are further separated by political parties. Statements are arranged in the following manner: Democratic candidates by position in ballot order. Republican candidates by position in ballot order. Nonpartisan candidates by position in ballot order. Candidates pay a fee or submit signatures in lieu of paying the fee for space in the state voter's pamphlet. The information required by law pertaining to occupation, occupational background, educational background, and prior governmental experience has been certified as true by each candidate. Duties and responsibilities of precinct committee persons. Precinct committee persons, PCPs, encourage voter registration, vote on official party business, elect county party leadership, and nominate state representatives or state senators when there is a vacancy in one of those offices. PCPs are only permitted for major political parties. The Democratic Party of Oregon and the Oregon Republican Party have both chosen to elect PCPs. Each precinct is allotted a number of PCPs based on the count of registered voters in the precinct. Individuals can only file for or serve in one precinct at a time. However, PCP candidates can choose whether they want to file to serve in the precinct they live in or an adjoining precinct in the same county, or a precinct that is in the same county and the same state representative district as the precinct the candidate resides in. Find more information at OregonVotes.gov. Measures. Measures are proposed changes to the Oregon Constitution or to state laws. For the measures in this voter's pamphlet, you will find the following information. 1. The ballot title. 2. The estimate of financial impact. 3. The complete text of the proposed measure. 4. The explanatory statement and 5. Arguments filed by proponents and opponents of the measure. Ballot title. The ballot title is drafted by the Attorney General's office and distributed to interested parties for public comment. After review of any comments submitted, a ballot title is certified by the Attorney General's office. This certified ballot title can be appealed and may be changed by the Oregon Supreme Court. Estimate of financial impact. A special committee of legislators drafted the financial impact statement for Measure 120, committee appointment pursuant to SB 1599, 2026. Complete text of the measure. This provides you with the actual changes that will be made by the measures to the Oregon Constitution or to state laws. Explanatory statement. A special committee of legislators drafted the explanatory statement for Measure 120, committee appointment pursuant to SB 1599, 2026. Measure arguments. Any person or organization may file arguments in favor of or in opposition to a measure on the ballot by purchasing space for $1,200 or by submitting a petition signed by 500 voters. Arguments in favor of a measure appear first, followed by arguments in opposition to the measure, and are printed in a random order within each category. Disclaimer: Information provided in statements or arguments by a candidate, a political party, an assembly of electors, or a person supporting or opposing a measure have not been verified for accuracy by the state of Oregon.